Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. We're here. We're back. It's Three for the Money. New episode every Thursday, except for like the past 3 weeks or something. We took a big old break. Lots of things happening, and also not a lot of sports were happening. So we took a little time. We took a little time because I needed it. I needed it because I got married. So and we're moving at the end of the month, and lots of shit is happening. But we're here. But we're here, and we're back. It's Three for the Money. Sean, how are you today? How are you since we've last seeing each other?
Doing all right, just taking it one day. Haven't been keeping up with too many bets as of recently, but NFL's like right around the corner. I haven't even bet on any preseason yet. I feel a little bit bad about that, but at the same time I don't, because why?
No.
But whatever. Next couple of weeks, though, we need to get into some future talk. Probably do that next week.
Yeah, we can do that.
But Chris, how you been doing? You've been hot. Should people be following you?
I mean, do whatever you want. It's one. I think a few days ago I went 5-1. Last night I went 1-4. So it's really just hit or miss. So if you follow me, hopefully you'll tell me I'm a damn hot. But I need football to be back in the worst way. And it's so close. We're 2 weeks away from college. I'm extremely giddy about that. I have bet on exactly one NFL preseason game. It was Seahawks plus like 4 against the Raiders. That won because the game ended in a tie. Because that happens in the preseason, apparently. But yeah, excited to be back talking ball with the boys. It's been too long. I guess we saw New Heights had Taylor Swift on, and we're like, nah, we can't let this hiatus go on any longer. Three for the Money has to be back.
if sports podcasting is about to boom, it's right now. It's at this moment. So we better catch lightning in a bottle on our 100th or so episode.
Yeah, Taylor Swift ain't got shit on us. Except everything.
Well, except literally everything.
Except for every aspect of her life being better than ours. But yeah.
Has she ever hit a parlay?
Oh, man. I don't know. It's a good question.
Good question. I wish they would have asked that on New Heights. Like, hey, you a degenerate gambler?
over under parlays that T Swift has hit half.
I'll take the under on that.
I take the under on that.
Yeah.
In sillier betting news, I'm pretty sure we haven't gone over this. Because we haven't really talked about me getting married, but I do want to say I did find an app a long time ago where you could set it up to where you can have your guests who attend the wedding bet on the wedding, which the theory, the idea, fantastic.
Fantastic
Probably
idea.
One of the greatest ideas mankind has ever had. That being said, though, all the shit happened, but I thought it would be like automatic, like buy-in's $10, and then it automatically pays you. That did not happen. It's
No.
just a median for essentially being a bookie.
Yeah.
Essentially, everyone pays someone else instead of it goes into a pool, and then the pool is divvied out to the winners. So,
Yeah, as one of the five winners of your wedding, I'm pretty upset that it just kind of went on the honor system.
yeah, I did
Because
not think.
I paid you what it told me to pay.
That's weird that it would tell you to pay me, since you were one of the winners. You'd think
But
it'd just
half of
go
it
to
went to
you.
you anyways. Like, that's the idea behind it,
That's
is
the
half the
idea.
pot. Yeah.
But
So it's telling me to pay my share and then I'll get my return later. That's what it was telling me.
I only had like five people Venmo me, so.
You know how many people had Venmo me?
No.
It's zero.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. But yeah.
Fantastic idea, though. We had a lot of fun with it at the time.
Yeah, in the moment, it was great.
I was crushing it during the ceremony. I got back after it was all done. I saw it was like the top like one or two. I was crushing it. And then the reception just murdered me. I don't think I got a single one because I got taken to the cleaner in the reception.
Yeah, and
This second half really killed me.
as best man, I could throw a few bets as well, which was fun. I didn't know I had that much power.
Yeah, I really should have utilized some of that. Like we could have thrown, really anybody could have like thrown a lot of those,
Yeah.
because I really loved the Will a Child Cry when the ring bearer came down the aisle. I had an idea of just getting his face. But I was like, don't want to make this all about me, even though that would be hilarious.
It would have been hilarious.
Watch a grown man make a 4-year-old cry.
Objectively hilarious.
Right.
Yeah,
And any one of you could have tripped down the aisle. Didn't want to look
but
like a bozo.
Yeah. Exactly. But you could have. Could have.
I didn't bet on it though.
Or we could have just pushed the person that we were walking with.
Ooh,
That would have
yeah,
been better.
could have done that as well.
tripped one of the maidens,
Yeah, and just stand there and be
or the
like,
matrons.
what are you doing?
It's like,
Get
oh,
up.
what?
Getting married.
No, they need to figure out. They need to have some type of deposit system within their
Yeah.
app.
That was not, it's a good idea, great idea, fantastic idea, but
Yeah.
in comparison, it just wasn't it.
It's just like, when was the last time that like a group of people gave you money for just like basically like a handshake agreement? You know what I mean? Like, been a
I've heard it.
while. You know,
Yeah.
it's like
It's not very often.
if you don't pay up front, then I don't know. This is the way that gambling was done a long time ago. There's no reason for it to be done now. We have the technology to collect funds first.
Yeah, it should have been like it's just a pure cash thing. Like there was like a big basket of cash at the front, like when you walk in, and then you get to fill it out manually. And then
That would
I don't
be
know,
sick.
there's some like big Italian dude who like watches all the cash, and then someone that old school, that's how it should
Old
have been
school,
done.
like, yeah.
And
Yeah, that's
then
how it,
like
yeah.
break your kneecaps if you didn't pay.
Yeah, but nobody has cash. Unless I would have been like, hey, bring $10.
Bring 10 US dollars. I know it's hard to come by
In
for
this
me.
economy?
I could buy a carton of eggs with that.
One carton.
One carton of eggs. But yeah, that's pretty much the only betting that's been in my life for the past 3 weeks, month, or whatever. Chris, how about you? Wait, you already went over this. You went 5-1, and then you went
Well, I
four.
don't.
It's all just it's just a crapshoot. Baseball is the worst.
I was
Shout out our sponsor, Trendcenter app.
I mean,
Link
like,
in the description.
it's just so like you get on there and it's just like, oh, here, and I'm not shitting on Trendcenter. It's just the way it is. But with baseball, it's a crapshoot because it's like, oh, there's like five or there's like three trends for the over in this whatever game. And then you scroll down a little bit, and then there's three for the under. It's like, well, I don't know what to do. So, but Trendcenter has been helping me out. But yeah, it's just it's baseball in August is it's exhausting.
Yeah, it's a lot of games.
So many games. It's you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, but we're about to have a lot of games with college coming back. Isn't college like next week?
It's 2 weeks.
Golly. Where does the time
It's
go?
another thing I need to look into, some college futures.
Yeah.
I got a couple if we want to do those real quick.
All
Lay it
right.
on me.
We're completely unprepared.
I have
All
nothing to
right.
talk about. I pretty much talked about what I was going to, and that's it.
All
So
right.
fill up the next hour, Chris.
Oh, okay. Well, I only have two.
That was a joke, but
But
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
okay. Well, one I shared in the group chat earlier today, I place is a UTEP over 5.5 wins, plus 115, I believe I got it on FanDuel. It was best odds I could find at the time. If you can find better ones, good on you, take it. But I really like it. UTEP is bringing a lot of transfer, like guys who were recruited at like 3-star transfers, which 3 stars doesn't sound like much in Conference USA, it's huge.
Right.
Like that's like upper echelon of recruiting in Conference USA.
Do they have gyms next to them?
But
I'm joking. That's a college football game
yes.
reference.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Sorry. Sorry to throw you off.
No,
Sorry.
you're good. But yeah, they're bringing a lot of new talent. It's year two of a new coach they have who pretty much last year one, it was pretty much year zero. I mean, he had nothing to work with. Everyone, like, he pretty much just brought in, got like a few of his guys with him from his last job. He didn't really have much to work with. He's completely revamping their system from like a run heavy offense to like a hey, let's sling it all over the yard. And they actually started to play better at the end of last season. They only went 3-9, but all three of those wins came in the last month and a half, which you're playing better. So that's good. And their schedule this year is pretty easy. They do have Liberty, which is top dog in the CUSA, but they don't have Western Kentucky. They got the two newcomers in Delaware and Missouri State. I believe both are at home. I could be wrong about that. But very favorable schedule, especially they only get 6 wins. I think. I believe when I went through, I counted five, just chalk it up wins. I don't want to just read through their schedule, but I really like UTEP over 5.5, especially plus money. I think it'll be a really good team or a really good Conference USA team. And the second one, this has been juiced to hell since I placed it, which sucks. College win totals this year, this little aside, have been the juice on some of these is ridiculous. Because there are some I would be looking up, be like, oh, Cal under 3.5, or I think it was 4.5, 3.5, whatever it is. I definitely want to place this. Go on to every book, and it's minus like 180. What the fuck are we doing? Like,
Their line is 5.5.
Colorado State.
Oh, I thought you said Cal.
Oh, Cal. Well, that was my example.
Oh, gotcha. Colorado
Yeah.
State's 6.5.
6.5. I took, under 6.5. What's the juice on that now?
165
Ugh, okay.
minus.
I got it at minus 145. So, I mean, I don't know if I would play it at 165, but if you if you want to go for it, put some more money on it. Why not? They stink. They sucked last year and they did absolutely nothing to get better in the portal. I think their coach is a bozo. I think he's done after this season. I don't see it. So it's pretty much just like they were bad last year. They're not, they are probably going to be worse this season. So yeah, under 6.5, there's a reason it's juiced to hell. I got it 145. Don't love it at 165, but if I'm not going to stop you. But those, I will have many more. Those are the only two I've placed. There are a few more that I really like that I haven't placed yet, but I will be placing several. Not as many as I did like 3 years ago when I had like 25 or something like that, but I will be placing quite a few. So stay tuned for the Twitter, and I'll also probably drop quite a few more on the show in the coming weeks.
Can I walk through one with you live
I'd
real
love
quick?
to. I'd love to.
Okay. UNLV caught my eye.
Okay.
Over under 8.5. Even money on both sides.
Okay. Did you have a preference to either the under or the over?
Probably the over.
Yeah, I was. I just
I
don't
feel like
really.
the Mountain West sucks ass.
It's very, very top heavy, and they are one of the better teams, but I don't know. Hand up, I just don't know enough about UNLV. I know they got new coach Dan Mullen. He's a very good football coach. I just don't really know enough about their roster. I mean, yeah, just looking at their schedule, oh, outside of Boise, they, and I guess UCLA, it's cupcakes. So I don't hate that, but it's like they have to win pretty much all their other games to, and that's, it's
Yeah,
a
that's
tall
tough.
task.
That's tough.
It's like when you're talking about 9 wins, but I don't know if I'm going to play it, but I don't hate the over. Just, yeah, I mean, they got,
Right, well, Chris is a soft maybe
I
on UNLV over 8.5, which
mean,
is, I said it was even, but it was really like minus 105 to minus 125 on the over
yeah.
under respectively. That's pretty much even to me, especially like with these, juiced ass over unders.
I mean, honestly,
Is that fair? Is that fair to say?
the more I look at it, the more I kind of like, so they have Idaho State, it was FCS at Sam Houston. That's weird, but Sam Houston just fired their coach. I think they're probably not going to be very good. UCLA at home, that's probably a loss, but you never know. UCLA is not very good, so they could beat them. At Miami, Ohio win, Wyoming win, Air Force
Could be a
probably a
toss
win,
up.
probably win, but I'd err on the side of toss up. Boise,
Boise's tough.
probably a loss, but I mean they beat him last year in the regular season. I don't remember. New Mexico win, Colorado State win, Utah State win, Hawaii win, Nevada toss up, but probably win. I kind of like it now that I'm looking at it. I'd like to do some more research on the actual team, but I kind of like it. That might be adding to the list.
Okay.
You just made the
Well, I've
list.
just been, I did a wheel for, I'm still playing College Football 25, but they were the team that I chose off my wheel for this upcoming season.
You didn't get 26.
I have not gotten 26 yet. And honestly, I don't know if I really want to, the way that you describe the transfer portal. I think recruiting is hard enough, especially when you play in a fucking Mountain West school. Like, if your players do well, then they're fucking gone. Like,
Yeah, the transfer portal is very realistic for G5 teams in 26, but
yeah, I'm not sure if I really just want to mess with all that, to be honest.
you can also get a bunch of guys. That's what happened with me in my second year. I lost like 20, but also got like 15 or 20. It's kind of realistic because it's like it's a shit show.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not the most fun thing in the world, but it's realistic.
Yeah, 'cause you're like counting on a dude to like develop and shit, you know?
Yeah, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna fuck off," but I can get this other guy who it's like, well, maybe he'll stick around.
Yeah, I don't know when I'll get college football 26.
It's gonna be a while for
Yeah,
me.
it's gonna be a while, probably. I'm still playing NHL 25. I don't even know if I'll get the new one for that one. Shit. But yeah, is that college football talk? I mean, I really don't have anything to add.
I mean, if we
I
want
mean,
to stay on the realm of college, well, do we have any more actual like betting stuff, like gambling picks and anything?
I'm just going through, like, I haven't really looked at the win totals, and I'm going through the win totals on my own on this side, just kind of looking at stuff. I didn't know MT's M total,
4.5.
4.5, -160. That's not
Yeah.
bad.
I don't, like I said, don't love 160, especially for true blue, baby, till the day I die, but especially for MT, as god awful as they were last
Yeah.
year. Like they added some guys. I mean, I don't hate it, but their schedule's not the toughest, but I still don't.
It's just Derek Mason, man. That dude
Yeah.
sucks ass.
Yeah.
They got a new facility.
They did. That's gonna be cool.
Great. I saw it today, actually. I drove by it.
It's in the new game too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really
Yeah.
know what the facility does for
Vibes.
wins,
Good for recruiting.
but yeah, it's okay.
Vibes, I guess.
I mean, it's good for recruiting.
It's the Kevin
Sure.
Byard
Yeah.
gym, right?
Well, I mean, it's better like when if some guys assigned between two CUSA schools and it's like, okay, I can pick one with like an actual like several million dollar facility or someone a team that looks like they have a glorified high school locker room.
Or do I have to work out at the YMCA?
Yeah, really. I mean,
Yeah, fair.
I mean, this doesn't really have anything to do with the facility, but I remember when Kevin Byard, when he was still with the Titans, I think he went on, I think it was, yeah, it was Bussin, and they're talking about MTSU. He's like, do you have like any sort of like diet, like plan that like the team provided for you? He's like, nah, we didn't really have anything healthy on campus. Like we had a Subway and that's about it. I was like, yeah, that's, we had two Subways.
We had two Subways, Kevin
Two
Byard.
Subways. Yeah.
Yeah. If you were hungry at 3 a.m., you could go to Cyber Cafe and get a foot-long meatball sandwich if you wanted.
I
At
did
3 in
that more times than I care
the
to admit, but
morning. All right. Well, okay, this one just caught my eye. Tennessee, Chris, how you feeling? 8.5.
it's too,
It's a lot.
it's a
There's a lot
lot
of
of what.
questions going into the team this
Yeah,
year. Yeah, I know. I know.
I don't love it.
It's a lot.
I'm not touching that. I think an eight
Do
and
you...
four season, given everything that's
Okay.
gone on the off season, 8-4 is perfectly fine.
All right. Okay.
Nine and
That's.
three would be like, okay, that's actually like really good, but
All right.
I have no idea what this Aguilar kid's gonna be like. So kid, I think he's, I don't know how old he is,
He's probably
but
27 years old.
he's not that old, but he's I think it's his third year
Then
playing,
he's
so he's not that
probably.
old. But I don't know what he's really going to be like. There's a lot of question marks on the t around the team, so I don't, not confident enough to place a wager on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that I wasn't asking you to place a wager. The question was going to be, does an 8 win, like falling between that line, is that acceptable? And you did answer that. So
I
you
mean,
said
what's
it's
the,
fine.
it's given everything that happened, it's like this is 8-4. If everyone
Yeah.
stays healthy and all that, like that's kind of like where I expect, I wouldn't say expect, but like where it's where I would like to be before I start like freaking out. 'Cause like 7-5, you're like, ugh, okay. But eight and four
Yeah.
is like, okay, that 8 wins is good, especially with all the shit that happened.
All right. Do you want a live roll out the Tennessee schedule, and you can do win loss.
Sure.
No, there. I mean, okay, all
No.
right.
I mean, if you.
I mean, I okay.
Well, I'll do it for Chris,
Okay.
unless you have it.
I mean, I
I
can.
have it pulled up right in front of me.
All right, go ahead. Yep.
I'm not going to write it down.
Okay.
All right,
Wasn't
first
either.
game, Syracuse.
Dub. I'm going, so they fucking better win.
All
Should be.
right.
But Syracuse is not going to be very good this year.
East Tennessee State.
Dub.
Georgia.
Loss.
That's a loss, yeah.
UAB.
Dub.
Mississippi State.
Dub.
Arkansas.
I really want to say dub, but I mean, I said the same thing last year. I thought we'd wipe the floor with them. And I would say win, but I just, Arkansas owns us in pretty much every sport, it feels like, even though they're just not very good at anything. Well, they're good at baseball, but I don't know if I can confidently say yes, win. I will say they should win, but I can't be like, yes, 100%.
Take a stand.
I
What is
mean,
it?
if I have to pick, win.
Okay.
I remember going to that game last year, and my dad was like, "I'm gonna, I feel personally sorry for the Arkansas defense. They're gonna cry. They're gonna cry when they see us." And he was wrong.
That
He was
was,
the most wrong he has ever been.
I missed most of it because I was at the Vanderbilt Alabama game, and then I
Well, shit.
made a dash back to the house, like, and got back for the fourth quarter, and I was just like, this is awful. And then Nico ran out of bounds with no time left on the clock. That was the first game, if I remember correctly, where I was like, oh, Nico kind of stinks.
Nico might be bad.
Yeah, like, so. Yeah, it's like I can't. I'll say win if you're making me pick one, but I cannot say yes 100%. If we lose, I'll be very, very sad. But we
What should the outcome be?
win, especially
Okay.
since it's at home.
So you're 5-1 right now.
Yeah.
Alabama. I think that's a loss. Like
It's
you.
down there. It's down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, loss. Yeah, I don't.
To Tuskegee.
It's like if
5-2.
they're like healthy and like their quarterback situation works out, they're gonna, like, I hate to admit it, they could be like very much back. Like that team is
Shit.
loaded.
Yeah.
I hate it, but yeah.
Kentucky.
When they're Kentucky's gonna be dreadful.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
That's toss up.
It's in Knoxville.
Yeah, I Oklahoma, they're gonna be better than last year. When we played them last year, they were like almost every offensive starter was hurt, and we still barely beat them. I won't say barely, but we didn't like dog walk them like it felt like we were gonna. It was still very much a football game. I'm gonna, I that's a toss up. I don't think I can really confidently say either one.
New Mexico State,
When
Florida.
it's in Gainesville,
Yeah, it
yes.
is in the gains.
If they're healthy, that's probably a loss. I hate to say it, but
Like, even if this Florida team is dog shit,
oh,
they're always gonna play us
yeah.
close.
There's okay, so their backup quarterback is a kid by the name of Harrison Bailey. He committed to Tennessee as a young 18-year-old fresh out of high school back in the Pruitt days. And
Oh
people were
God.
like, this is the savior of Tennessee football. And he sucked. I don't think he played a meaningful or truly meaningful snap all season. Then he's transferred to a couple other schools, and now he's in Florida. I can see it now. Lagway will get hurt. Harrison Bailey will come in and Tennessee will lose that football game. That's just what happens.
Damn. So
So
you're calling that one a loss?
Yeah.
All right.
If it happens like that, you have to like you're
Yeah.
gonna have to talk me off a bridge. But
Sure. Naturally.
I think that we'll lose that game. I hate to say it, but just the way history has gone, probably lost.
And the last game of the season, Vanderbilt.
And we better hang fucking 50 on them, win.
But Vanderbilt was not terrible last year.
No, and they had a 10-point lead, 2-touchdown lead on us, and we still kind of whooped them. Diego Pavia has gone from being one of my favorite quarterbacks. I fucking hate this guy.
All right. So, with the omission of the toss-up between Oklahoma and Tennessee, you are at 8 wins.
That's if everything goes
Yeah, this is.
perfect.
So
I
I'm going
think
to just
eight.
go ahead and say that Vegas called this line correct.
If I haven't looked extensively, but if there's like someone who offers an exacta and I could get 8 on the dot, I'd probably take that, honestly.
Yeah.
And that is if Aguilar is good, like everyone stays healthy. That is prob unless like we go to Tuscaloosa or go to Florida and pull off an upset. I think 8 is right where it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I would bet the under 8.5 if I was an unbiased gambler. But
Well,
I
shit.
am not, so I will not.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
Crazy.
a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Interesting. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, there's a lot of questions going into the season this year, so it's tough to say. Tough to say. What can we predict? But yeah, that's college football talk, I guess. I mean, I can pick another team to go through their schedule, as riveting as that sounds.
Since we're talking about college football and gambling, I feel like we have to bring up have either of y'all seen the John Mateer situation that has developed on Twitter the last, I guess, probably about 24 hours now?
Who the hell is that?
He's the Oklahoma quarterback.
No.
Well, some Texas fan, I assume, scrolled way back in his Venmo history and found two transactions from November of 2022 when he was a freshman at Washington State. One was to someone, and the thing in the Venmo transaction was titled sports gambling. Not good, but
I've
you're
seen
like,
this, yep.
yeah, you're like, hey, that could be anything. He could just be ribbing his buddies, like, who knows? And then the very next one was sports gambling, parentheses, UCLA versus USC on the very day that the game was played.
Oh.
Yeah, that one's a little tougher.
Oh man. That's the see that was when you started saying that, I was like, I mean, I put a lot of things in the Venmo description. There was one time I paid Sean for rent and I titled it Crack Whores.
Yeah. But so you're like, yeah, it could be anything. But when you're mentioning specific games on the exact date the game was played,
Jesus, dude.
not great. He has since on come out on Twitter and said, oh, it was just an inside joke with me and my buddies at the time. I hope the NCAA sees it that way.
I mean,
I don't know if there's any way to actually prove that's like what the money was actually for, unless they, I guess you could track down whoever he paid. But even then, he would have to be like, yeah, I assume it, if it is what it appears to be, he's a bookie. So I don't know if he would want to own up to being technically a criminal. So,
you don't pay a bookie on Venmo.
I think that's how all
yeah, I
drug
think
deals
most,
and illegal things
yeah.
happen is through
But
Venmo,
you
to be
don't
honest.
say what it is. Yeah, like
You don't. You don't.
if
And
you're
if
a
you're
white
smart,
guy, you're just like gay shit or something like
you...
that. You don't say what it's actually for.
So, I don't know if You guys have had to deal with this, but I had to update my Venmo to reflect like my tax ID just recently. Like I had to
Oh,
put
no.
in, yeah. So, Venmo's about to start like cracking down on like tax shit. So like you kind of gotta like title your stuff like as is for like what it's for. So
Interesting.
I mean, but this was so long ago, but yeah, I think this dude might have to like maybe surrender his if he was doing it online, his like statements for I mean, unless he's just a straight up bookie, you know, just took everything in cash.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's damning.
Yeah, it's damning evidence for sure.
But so far, all circumstantial. So, and we don't prosecute our own on this show.
I mean, no,
The evidence
but
is
I mean,
damning.
the
Yeah,
evidence
it
is damning.
doesn't look great for a boy.
Not my boy.
That also kind of got me thinking, like, why does Venmo make you title what it's for? Like, who cares? I'm giving someone currency. Why do I have to put a pizza emoji on it? Like, let me just send it.
Or at least, like, don't make that like public.
Oh no, I'm not. Yeah, you definitely should have made it private
You
or
can,
just
yeah,
not
you
done it
can
at all.
also privatize your payments.
I was
Like,
just saying, like, more of
yeah.
like the Venmo structure as a whole. Why does it make me have a little fun little thing about what it's for? Like, let me just send the money.
I guess it's
It, also, why
for
is it,
record. I don't
but
know.
like, why is it like treated as like social media? Why do I want to go and see what my friends are spending? It's just
It's
weird.
very, very true that I often get on Venmo and I'm like, who the fuck cares? Like, you know,
Also, like,
I never see the amounts or anything, but I'm like, you need to borrow money for that? Like, you know what I mean? Like
sometimes,
ice
like,
cream or like whatever. I'm like, what?
sometimes, like, when I get on Venmo to like
Hookers.
when I get on Venmo to like pay someone, I never like scroll through my feed or whatever it's called, but like the first one is like right there, so I see it, and it's like people I haven't talked to since high school. I'm like,
Yeah, it's
I've never ran a Venmo trend. Venmo wasn't even around when I knew this person.
a
Why
lot.
is he show why are his tran financial transactions showing up on my phone?
A lot of my Venmos, like on my like, you know, home thing, are like girls' numbers that I got off of Hinge, because like your phone number is connected, and they're just like insane. So it's just like random ass transactions between people, one that I don't know at all, and someone else that I completely do not know, which is real fucking cool. Like, you know?
I was just on Venmo drunk late at night. It's like Stacy paid like some dude, and you're just like, slut. That's funny. But yeah, that just.
It's like this one, like Renee paid Faith for gas. It's like I don't know any of those people, but I know one of those was on Hinge. Like
And I know one of them needed gas. See, like, okay.
you make a good point,
I
though.
really want to show you this, but I'm not going to because that's fucked up. But so the first two, it's someone I don't know paying someone who I knew in high school, haven't spoken to, seen, or anything since then. And the thing is just a potato. Okay. And then the next one
They bought
is,
potatoes or
yeah,
fries.
it's a weird thing to fry.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like
Why
you didn't have enough money to cover fries or potatoes at the time. Like you had to get your buddy back on Venmo. That's crazy.
then there's another one who is someone I don't know paying someone who I also have not spoken to or seen since high school. And it just says chest.
Chest.
Chest. Is it like a chest of drawers?
Is it a set of
Or
boobies?
yeah, did he? Yes. Did they go see boobs? Is he having some sort of like chest issue? Like, I don't know. Like with his body, I
Is
don't know
this
what's
guy
going on.
okay?
Yeah. Now I'm gonna be thinking about that all night. Thanks a lot, Venmo.
Yeah.
I don't want to
Venmo's
reach out to
weird.
this person. Yeah, it's just weird.
Bitcoin is up though in Venmo, so that's cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? Not a good transition, but whatever.
All right, moving on, I guess. Did y'all happen to catch the preseason game, the first and only Titans preseason game this preseason?
I did.
I
What are your
did
thoughts?
not.
Cam Ward's the truth, man. I hope he knows his jacket size because he's getting a gold one day. This is based off of one drive, but it was something.
He had two drives.
Well, but one didn't count. It was a three and out, and he didn't really do anything. He didn't do anything wrong. He just didn't do anything. He had
Yeah.
one good throw that was dropped, and it was
Did he
like
go? Did he go 6 for 7? Or
on
like
the other
six for
drive.
eight? No, it's like in
In total,
total.
I think
Yeah,
it
I
was
think he
six
went
for
like
nine.
six and eight or
He had
six and
two
nine. Okay.
incompletions on the first drive. I don't know how many completions he had on the second one, but he had a really bozo play that should have been picked off that the guy just dropped. I don't know if he just didn't see him or if he was humming at that point, so maybe he just got a little cocky, but he played really well.
Okay.
I'm
I saw he
excited
hit Ridley twice.
for like a couple
On that one drink. Yeah,
big
big
games.
ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I was like, all right.
There was
All right.
one, the first big one, I think went for like 20 something yards, maybe more. Cam had all day in the pocket, and that was awesome to see. Like, he could have smoked a cigarette back there. He was just stand. At one point, I was like, okay, he's got to throw it. Like, he wasn't under pressure at all. But I was like, you have to throw the football at some point, dude. And then Calvin Ridley was just wide open in the middle of the field.
Hell yeah.
So
Love that.
I'm very excited. Everything after that, though, was terrible. Sure.
Yeah. I think we ended that game like, what is it, like nine versus like 32 or something?
It wasn't that bad, but
We
yeah,
played
I
the Panthers. Who we played?
the
Panthers?
Bucks.
Was it the Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the Bucks were like this week or something.
No, Falcons are this week.
Oh, Falcons.
Yeah, 29 to 7.
We're just running through the NFC South.
Well, then we host the Vikings for our one home preseason game. But
You guys want to go? I'm joking. I don't want to go.
I know it was just backups. The defense was horrid. Like, Kyle Trask was just slinging it all over the yard, and he sucks. So I know, like, nobody on defense played, but still, it was rough.
I mean, I think only we had Jeff was out, and Trevondre Sweat because he had his tonsils removed.
Oh, is that it? I didn't see that.
Yes, which is a new one. That's what the announcers said on the broadcast. They were like, "Big Jeff is out, and Trevondre Sweat got his tonsils out," which is weird for an adult. But
Is kind of
that is very weird for an adult.
can't really
But
think about that.
that's how you know it's like serious though.
Yeah, sure.
He had some
So,
problems.
yeah.
But and then like I don't think Snead played. But
Yeah,
then
I
I
don't think
think
any like some of like the maybe like the lesser known starters played. I honestly, there's just so many new people. It's hard. I was like, I don't want to get too attached because based on the last few years, most of these guys are going to be gone after this season. I hope I'm wrong, but
We're still gonna be dog shit.
yeah, but if we could win like five or six games, that'd be nice.
I think five is like asking, like pleading.
I also,
I don't
yeah.
know. I think five games is a lot to ask for.
Cam
Think
Ward is a
fours
natural
are
leader.
great. I would love to see him lead us to five wins.
Let's shoot for six.
I
All
would love to,
eligible.
for him to lead us to five wins.
All
But
right.
not six.
I would love to for him to lead us to six, but I just kind of don't really see that happening.
I mean, honestly, if we win, if we win 4 or 5 games, I'll be satisfied.
Yeah, I'll be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Oh man. It's
So much
like
fun over here.
it
Oh, we need to say,
was
oh, go.
the I'm sorry. Currently in the year 2025, the Braves have won as many games in the state of Tennessee as the Titans have. So just gonna throw that out there.
Yep.
It's
What?
cool.
When did they play in
Yep.
Tennessee?
They played in
The
Bristol.
Bristol.
I
Oh, I
guess
didn't
the
know that.
Reds.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know that happened.
What happened on the day of your wedding?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I guess the day after because it got rained out, but
Well, I was too busy thinking about SummerSlam. Anyway.
before we get off the Titans, if we're going to, I just think we need to pour one out for our favorite quarterback, Tim Boyle. He's no longer on the roster. It's a sad day.
Oh yeah. And
It's a
then we
bad
signed
day.
Tim
Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian.
I will say, I don't think I've really ever watched Tim Boyle play football until I've always just kind of like known he exists. I don't think I've ever like watched him take a snap.
He's terrible.
It was rough, man.
He's
I'm not
terrible.
gonna
He's a
lie. It
terrible
was
quarterback.
rough. Him and Brandon Allen. I was sitting there watching this football game. I was like, man, if Cam Ward ever gets hurt, we are fucked. Like
We
we
are.
might not get a yard.
Wait, Tim Boyle played in the preseason game?
Yeah.
I
And
kind of
then
turned it off after a couple of
I turned it
minutes. And
off.
then he got cut the next day.
I mean, he was terrible. I mean,
Yeah.
he threw a
He's
pick
not a
six,
good
I think.
quarterback.
That was, I know he's not, like, I knew he was bad. And I thought it would at least be like comically bad. It
He
was just.
started that one game for the Giants like 2 years ago, I think. And he just, I think they lost like by like, I no joke, by like 40. Like,
Yeah, I mean, like it.
I don't think he did much of anything. Why he
Yeah,
was
he
on the
went.
roster, I was like, why is this guy here?
I knew like 3, 4, 5 years ago when the Lions were still bad, he played a couple of games for the Lions. I think Matt Stafford got hurt again. But I mean, obviously, I mean, he played for the Lions when they were bad, so he obviously didn't do great. But RIP Tim Boyle.
Yeah. Is there anybody else that the Titans can sign just for like some good veteran backup QB? Is there anybody?
You know, there is one floating around out there.
Ryan
Who is it?
Tannehill.
Ryan
Oh,
Tannehill.
there is Ryan Tannehill. God damn it. But we
I
can't.
mean,
But we
I wouldn't
won't.
say
That's the
no.
thing. I wouldn't say
That was
no
like
either,
two
but
GMs ago.
he's the fourth best quarterback in franchise history,
Yeah, I know.
which
That's the
is
thing. Fourth
disparaging to say,
best.
but I
Rank
mean,
them.
Warren Moon, Steve McNair.
That's it.
Gets
He's the
pretty dicey. That one year of Vince Young
third.
was pretty sick.
Yeah. Vince's rookie year only.
Matt Hasselbeck,
Third.
obviously. The ghost of Ken Stabler when he played for the Oilers. Let's see who else.
Alcoholic Kerry Collins. Can't forget that.
Clipboard Jesus himself, Charlie Whitehurst.
These are all
Zach.
in front of Ryan Tannehill?
No, we're just I'm just
Oh,
naming
we're just, yeah, we're just naming
quarterbacks at this
names.
point.
Ryan Fitzpatrick? We're just
I
naming
mean,
guys? He was.
honestly, if we're ranking them, Ryan Tannehill might be third on that list. I'd have to go back and look at
Might.
some Oilers guys, but in
He
terms of
might be
Titans,
third.
he's probably the second best.
Second or third.
So you think Warren Moon is better than Steve McNair?
Well, Warren is in the Hall of Fame, so yeah.
Fair.
I
Did he go to the Super Bowl?
I don't think so. The franchise has never won a Super Bowl,
We've only been once.
yeah.
Interesting development. I don't know. I don't have a
Yeah,
strong
did
opinion on it.
breaking
Did either of
news.
those
quarterbacks win? Nope.
I don't know.
But
I'm asking y'all.
if we're talking just Titans, yeah, Tannehill is probably the second best.
He might be the second. That's sad.
Hey,
That's
he
so
that
sad.
hey,
But that's
that
so
Mahomes
sad.
numbers. The one full year he
I
had, like
know.
after he was.
I know. It was the truth, dude. I know. But you have to think that's sad.
Yeah.
You have to think
If we're
about
just
it.
going off
That's
of that really great 1 3/4 year years he had.
We got him in his prime when he really fucking clicked, and I appreciate it. He was also like 34 years old, I think, at that time.
Oh, I'll
Like,
love Ryan. Yeah, like no, I'll love Ryan
yeah.
Tannehill to the day I die. But yeah, it is
It's
sad that
rough.
he is
It's
probably the
tough.
second best Titans quarterback of all
It
time.
sucks. It
But
sucks.
he's still out there. We could bring him in.
But is there another one that we could bring in that, I don't know. Like, I know Ryan Tannehill's like whole like shtick, like behind like drafting Malik Willis after him. He was like, I'm not here to be a mentor. And it's like, yeah, that's like a lot of people were really upset by that statement because that's not his job. His job is to go win
His
football
job was the
games.
starting quarterback,
Yeah,
yeah.
his job is the starting quarterback. His job is to win football games. He is not meant to be there as a mentor.
Yeah, but
But
now
in this new light, do you think that Ryan Tannehill is the best option at being a mentor quarterback?
I mean, of the guys out there, I mean, who else is
Yeah.
like, it's
Yeah,
just
that's
not a
what I'm
very,
saying. Like, who else is out there?
it's not a deep market for that. Like
I've got
Flacco's with the
Google
Browns. So who else
free
is there?
agent QBs 25.
Free agent QBs. Colin Kaepernick. He's still out there. He's still waiting for a contract. Just saying.
I saw a stat today that really made me go, huh, that is right. And it was that Colin Kaepernick has more playoff wins than Lamar Jackson.
What at one?
Kaepernick played in a Super Bowl.
That's true.
I
I mean, like, Carson Wentz is available. Fuck that guy.
no.
That guy stinks.
But
To just sit on the bench, and if Cam Ward goes down, you wouldn't want Carson Wentz
no.
over. Really?
He's bad. I mean,
Yeah.
I would rather have one of the actual, I'd rather have Brandon Allen or Trevor Siemian. I don't want Carson Wentz anywhere near my football team. He's not only bad, he just brings like, I don't know. I look at him, I'm sure he's a very nice guy, but I look at him and as a football player, I'm just, ugh. He just has
He's
like
got a
a,
big nose.
I know, but over Brandon Allen or Trevor Siemian as your backup, like you.
they can still play football though. Like not good, but they can still like play.
Carson
Carson
Wentz
Wentz can't he can't
was
play
going to
football
be.
anymore. He can't that's he would be on a
I know.
roster
I
right now.
you're you're right. I know, but
We're
I
if
feel
we're
like
picking mid
he's the best option to have like some sort of like mentor-esque like
I'd rather have Tannehill
figure
over him.
behind.
I think he would make Cam Ward worse.
Yeah.
Any tips that he would give him would be bad.
Okay.
That's
Yeah, I
fair.
mean, that's fair.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
Unless you somehow transport his mind back to whatever
Yeah,
fucking year that
sure.
was, 17 or
Man.
16, I don't even know.
It was wild. He was probably going to win MVP as a rookie.
He was
He
gonna
got
win
hurt
MVP.
and then
Yep.
just went to his career went to shit after that. That's wild to think about.
Yeah.
He was a bum.
He was,
They
hey,
still.
not that his rookie year, he was awesome. Every year after that, yeah.
Was that his rookie year
Yeah.
with the Eagles where he got hurt?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
In 2016 when they won? Oh shit, that is their rookie. That is his rookie year. No. His rookie
Is it
year,
not?
no, it was the year after when they won.
When? What year? But he got hurt when he was a rookie, correct? Or is that right?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Was it
He
his first year
got
as a full-time starter?
it's possible, but that wasn't his first year. It could be
Interesting.
his first like full start season, technically. Like QB, he could have been QB1 that season, or he was QB1.
No, you're right. You're right. That was the second year because even second year as a starter because he started 16 games the year before. You're right. I had it wrong.
Okay,
He went
cool.
7-9 his rookie year.
I mean, I don't
Boo.
know. I'm just saying, like,
I mean, if
there's
we're
been a
just.
lot of there. I mean, I know that, like, what I like about Cam is that he does have his own mindset on how he wants to do things. So maybe bringing in someone like that wouldn't really do much. And bringing someone in like that that is bad and football could be detrimental to his overall progress. So who knows? Who cares?
But
Just
I will
saying.
say, Cam Ward has a good head on his shoulders. And if Cam gets hurt and Carson goes in, he'll just look at it and be like, oh, I just won't do that.
Yeah.
Learn
I
from the
mean,
bad.
I think that's safe to say of any QB that we have on a roster right now.
Fair.
Because they both suck.
Yeah.
Brandon Allen or Trevor Siemian as backup QBs is not good.
No, we're if Cam gets hurt, we're fucked.
We're
Like,
fucked.
I
Or the
mean,
ghost of Will Levis.
he's hurt.
The ghost of Will Levis.
Did either of you see that like press interview with the Titans where like a reporter was like, the roster that you put out on the field right now, could it win a Super Bowl? And they were basically like, what are we doing? No, of course not. But like,
We won two games last year.
yeah,
What are
like, I
we
don't,
God.
one, I don't really know where that reporter gets off. Like, I get that, like, you
That's
want your team to be
hey, man.
good. I get it, but like you're obviously like in a, like ob you're in an obvious rebuild. And it's just
Yeah,
like,
like
what do you want to do? Like every week we just go out there and compete and we're doing the best that we can. But sometimes being bad is part of the process.
yeah, like this is the NFL. Like, you're not going to have guys being like, after a 2-win season where you had the number one overall pick, you're not going to be like, yeah, this is a Super Bowl caliber team all of a sudden. Like, what do we,
Super Bowl or bust.
college, you can maybe get a couple like headline quotes like that of just guys just talking out of their ass. But no, this is the NFL. Like,
Yeah.
this is a business. No,
Like, sure.
like,
Like any
whoever
given
asked that.
Sunday, but.
Yeah, we could maybe knock off, like win a few games, knock off a few teams we shouldn't. Team ain't gonna make the playoffs. Like, what are we doing? Whoever
Yeah, I
asked
think it
that,
was. Yeah, I
whoever
don't
asked
know
that,
who asked that, but
great. That's a crazy question.
it was Callahan and the new GM,
Mike
Borgonzi.
Borgonzi.
Borgonzi, yes, thank you. But they were just like so take. They were like, "What do we even like say to this?" Like, it's like
Because you can't say like,
you can't say
fuck no.
no.
I
You can't
really
say
wish.
no. But you can't say yes either, because like even if the Eagles said yes, it would have been like, all right, well, now we have expectation.
Yeah. That, yeah, you're setting
And
yourself
when
up for
you,
failure.
yeah, you're setting yourself up for failure. And like I could very easily see the Eagles, you know, three-peating in the next 2 years, honestly.
Plus, you're kind of
But
like,
like,
you're giving other, like, and I know this means nothing to coaches and GMs and stuff, but like to fans, it matters. You're giving other, like, Colts fans and Jags fan, like every fan you play, like ammunition for when they boat races to post like a meme of Callahan, be like, oh, this is a Super Bowl caliber team. Like, I know that means nothing to them, but I would be furious if
We
I
had
had to
enough
see them.
memes last year
Yeah.
with Will Levis, like,
Like,
and
I know.
honestly, it was, looking back on it, they're hilarious.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
Meme
But
King 2025.
in the moment, it was awful. It
Yeah.
was terrible. I don't
Yeah.
miss it.
By week two, I was like, I'm over this. I'm over this meme king thing, like, that he's got going on,
It had
and then he
just
just kept
begun.
doing it. Yeah, it
Yeah.
just got going.
The Spider-Man one, though, was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I don't know what possessed him to
Well, can
do
you pull that up real quick?
that. That
Just
was,
put it on the
God,
screen
they
for
will,
us, please.
Yeah, if I
No,
remember. Yeah.
nobody will ever make me hate that man. He was, even when he tanked our franchise, he was so fucking funny. Not on purpose, but he was so fucking funny.
When he threw the football to the other team, and he's just on his knees, like,
That was
oh,
really,
whoops.
he really told us right from the jump, pretty much, like, hey, this is how the season's gonna go. Like, buckle up.
I guess he did set expectations.
Yeah, I was gonna ask something else. What was it? Oh shit. It was really good too. I forgot though.
This isn't Titans, but it's NFL. Just something real quick. It's a good thing that the Browns had all those quarterbacks because they're all fucking hurt now.
They are.
Gabriel, Pickett, and Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur just happened today. He hurt his oblique. They think he's out for the rest of the preseason. So three of their five quarterbacks on the roster, which I don't know if DeSean count. Like, are they just pretty much waiting him out?
I mean,
I
I
think
feel
they are
like,
just waiting him out.
I mean,
But
you got
like
to play him though. I mean,
if Flacco goes down, they're like, fuck. Like, we gotta put him out there.
I think so.
Okay.
If you're not putting a $285 million quarterback on the field, then,
Well, I mean, he's not gonna play. Like,
oh,
Flacco's probably no. But
he's
that's what
not
I'm
going to
saying.
play at
Like,
all.
not unless I feel like he's the break glass in case of emergency. Unless
What's going
he's
on with him?
hurt. I think they're just waiting him out. He's fucking terrible, and they gave
He
him
is
all this
fucking
money.
terrible.
I think they're just like, we don't want to be with,
God,
like,
that shit's so funny.
yeah. Oh, it's hilarious.
It's so
But
funny.
so now the only quarterbacks on their roster that are not hurt are not good guy Deshaun Watson and 100-year-old Joe Flacco.
Hey,
Well, I mean,
teams need a pocket passer.
Something about Flacco, man.
I saw, dude,
It's a
okay, we
pocket passer.
gotta. I wish we had more time because we're running out of time here, but I wish we could just transport to like week eight of this NFL season and see how Shador's doing because he had one fucking preseason game and everybody's calling him a god and people are calling back on like the Mel Kiper stuff at the draft of him having breakdowns is like, why do you let this guy like slip away? Like, blah, 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 blah. This dude's a fifth round QB pick and then has a good week one preseason game. And it's
It
just
was.
like, and it is a god amongst men. Like, that's how I feel about Shedeur Sanders. He is a god amongst men of what I've been told. That's how
He.
I feel about what I've been told. But like, I don't know. They were playing the Panthers, right? That's the game they were playing the Panthers. Yes. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Panthers
The
fucking
Panthers
stink.
were also terrible.
I mean, is the same people who are like, yes, he is currently the greatest football player on earth are the same ones who are being like, who were saying the Browns were setting him up to fail for having him start that preseason game. When they were saying, I was like, what the fuck are we talking about? He's a quarterback in the NFL. He is starting a football game at quarterback. What are we talking about, Stephen A. and fucking everyone else that had nothing else to talk about on ESPN? Like,
yeah.
And then
it's preseason. You got to see what you have.
And then he goes out there, plays fine. Let's pump the. Like, he had three touchdowns. Yes, he threw for 90 yards. Like, let's not act like there is
not me. It's not me.
I wish
not
I
me
remembered.
Saying this.
No, I know, but like yeah. Everyone else, there was another guy. I think it was Jets quarterback. There was some other quarterback at some no name. I forget who it was. I wish I remember now. It's going to piss me off. Threw for legitimately like 200 yards and like multiple touchdowns in a preseason game, and nobody gives a fuck. But Shedeur Sanders throws for less than 100 yards.
It was just more like on like the internet side of like, oh, Shador should have been a first round pick, like blah blah blah, like going back and forth, just like, who is this guy? Who is he? I don't know who he is. I know that he sucks, but people say that he's good, but I'm not buying into that because I still know he's not going to be as good as he was in that week one preseason game. As he will in like week eight when every other Browns quarterback is hurt.
Yeah, he's not going to, like, Flacco's going to start the season. Like, he's not going to, he'll probably be the backup if he's healthy. Because I don't think Pickett or Gabriel are going to be healthy enough. But yeah, like, it's August. Everyone needs something to talk about, I guess. But yeah, it was, I hate it.
Well, I'm kind of glad we don't get more of him in these preseason games to come. So I'm not saying that I'm glad that he's hurt. Not saying that.
Man, is Flacco going to have to play preseason football?
He might have to.
Yikes.
Man, that's going to drain his battery, his usage.
I didn't retire for this. To play in the fucking preseason?
Golly, dude.
Pocket passer.
As much as, you know,
the pocket passer,
we put value into the preseason, there's also an amount of value we need to take away from it. And saying, you know, it's just preseason.
The preseason means nothing unless the player you're really excited about does well.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's a slippery slope.
Oh, we got to mention that Jags kicker bangs a 70-yarder. I mean,
yeah.
What the fuck? Like, by a decent amount, too. It wasn't like that thing just trickled over. Like,
he fucking kicked the shit out of that.
That's insane.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, preseason. I know. He might not even make the roster.
Fake football.
Yeah, it was a Nerf ball.
Fake football.
That just
preseason isn't real.
It's just shit like that takes me back to the Titans Hall of Fame game with the punter doing that crazy fake punt, and he was cut 3 weeks later.
You're not talking about the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, right? Where that crazy fake punt where he ran it in for a touchdown. Yeah.
Damn, he got cut like 3 weeks later?
Yeah,
I don't
he didn't make
that.
The team. Like, a lot of these teams, when you have like an established presence at a special teams position, they'll just bring in guys for the preseason. And I don't know if that's what this Cam, I think his name's Cam Little. Shout out to him. I don't know if that's his situation, but it could be, because I've never heard this guy's name before in my life. So he there's a non-zero chance he just doesn't make the team.
Damn, that sucks.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I hope that's not true. Actually, I kind of hope it is, because he plays for the Jacks. But
yeah, fuck him.
But that was still fucking crazy, dude.
I mean, 70 yards, I mean, someone could just sign you.
Oh, he's got a job. It might not be with the Jacks, but he will have a job. But that 70-yard field goal, it's fucking crazy.
That is crazy. Do we want to wrap up?
Yeah.
All right. We're wrapping up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Like, comment, subscribe. Any interaction with this really helps us out, helps our reach. Check out the Trend Center app link in the description. 15% off a premium membership when you use the code TFTM. It's the greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. Check that out. It does help a lot navigating the MLB season. I can tell you that for sure. And yeah, we will see you guys next week for some futures, whether that be college or NFL. We'll take a look at that, and we'll see you all next week. There's three of us. Now let's make some money.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.